3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Chisel.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I've just said something really embarrassing, and there's been a nice pregnant pause.
Yes.
Anyone like a Chisel?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
We do indeed, Billy and Joey on the Rush Hour, Triple M. Thanks to our friends at TaylorMade Golf. They've been good sponsors to us, and welcome to you, Joey.
Good afternoon, Bill, Ramsey. Yeah, nice to be here. At plenty going on in the world, isn't there, Bill?
Well, coronavirus, I'm sure we'll say that a couple of times, but also Gil McLaughlin's come out. But first of all, off the top. The Women's 2020
yes.
World Cup Final. Gee, I'm glad they had it last weekend and maybe not this weekend because there was 86,174 spectators there, the second highest attendance for a women's sporting event, and this happened.
Are you not going to say hello to me?
Oh, g'day, Rapes.
Speaking of cricket.
Who was that?
That was Ben Stokes.
And he got hit in a doodle.
And,
yours just fell off.
And it's time for this though, Bill. You're right.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Well done, Radzi. Luckily
you're... today. Visit ESPNFootyTips.com.au or download the app.
Every time you talk over that, it is the All Sports Report, thanks to ESPNFootyTips.com.au, Bill.
Yeah, well done. You're all over it, Rabsley. Thank God for that. But the Women's 2020.
Yes, Bill.
The grand final on the weekend, Saturday, 86,174.
That's right.
Great.
And if it was played maybe next week, yeah. It might be an empty stadium.
Exactly. But they did it easy, real, real easy, as a matter of fact.
This is skied. A chance. Magical moment in Australian sport has been achieved. The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title.
Oh, they bat at first. 184. Smashed them. And then India all out 99. But Healy, Elise Healy.
Elise Healy. How good was she?
75 off 39. She hit 5 sixes. 1 over cover.
Yep.
And if you're a cricketer, that is bloody hard to do. 3 sixes in a row, a couple of them were out of the ground.
They were unbelievable. And Beth Mooney as well played a great knock. She was 78, not out. And they dominated. I think they were more nervous getting to that final. You heard them all talk since. And it was all about getting there because they didn't want to let all the fans down that were coming. And then once they were there, the shackles were off.
Oh.
And they absolutely dominated. And then how good was Katy Perry, Bill?
I haven't seen that.
You didn't listen to Katy Perry?
No.
That was another highlight too.
It was Saturday
was awesome.
Night. I had to go out.
The crowd was pretty impressive.
Were they?
85,000.
86. Yeah. Was Katie good?
She was good.
Yeah.
She did well. And I really loved the girls that got up and danced with her afterwards. Sophie Molyneux that we spoke to on Dead Set Legends. Rabsy on Saturday. And then Molly Strunk.
Yes.
They were doing all these fancy moves.
Good
it was
on
a, almost bit Jack Riewoldt style when he got up with the Killers at the grand final. And well done to the girls. They deserved that win. Over 1 million viewers too. Watch it on TV.
Right. Well done. Speaking of cricket, Sheffield Shield. What about Victoria? They were last on the ladder.
Yeah.
Now they're second on the ladder. They had a really good win over South Australia by 182 runs. The young boy, Will Sutherland's going well.
Going really well.
6 for?
He'll play for Australia soon. Don't worry about that.
Really?
Yep.
So now Victoria host Tasmania in the final match. If they win that, they could get a spot in the Shield final, which was unbelievable 3 weeks ago. So well done to them.
That is good. And then Saturday night, I also watched, for Friday night actually, the basketball.
Yes.
I loved the NBL because I've been into it the whole time. Rabsy, you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Sydney Kings were the favourites at home, game one against the Perth Wildcats, and the Wildcats snatched that one. So they're up 1-0 in the best of five. Game two's next week.
Next week in Perth.
If
they can win that 2-0 up, it'd be a nice start.
Yep, absolutely.
Best of seven in the finals,
isn't it?
Best of five.
Yep.
Well done to the Melbourne Rebels. They've won. They've won two in a row. They're going all right.
Yep.
Well done to them. Now, the Marsh Cup. I went down to Colac yesterday on a bus.
Yep.
And got there eventually and had a look at the Cats in Essendon.
Just to do some work, some preparation for the upcoming season. Special comments, man. Triple M, you're obviously doing some preliminary work for the footy. That's good, Bill. Is that what you're doing down there?
Yep.
Doing your study?
Yep. We had a good look at it. Adelaide Cup was on yesterday too, at the pub. But Anyway, how have you seen the Marsh Cup? Because I think there's five or six sides that have won two games, lost nil.
Yep.
And then there's five or six that haven't won a game, of course. So how have you seen it, just quickly?
Look, I don't take too much interest in the results because, look, the teams that have lost two games, Richmond, West Coast and Geelong, all finished in the top four last year. I wouldn't worry too much. But there were some teams that the way they're playing, you've got to really like. Melbourne, we're expecting to bounce back, playing some good footy. St Kilda, we've won. There's been a lot of hype, but they've won both their games and playing really well.
How did Brucey go? Kick four, didn't he, the other day?
For the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God, Bill. How are you going?
I'm going well. It's a long weekend.
You've had a big weekend. Yeah, you have had a big weekend.
Come on, Bill.
And the other team, Essendon, I really liked as well. They're playing some good football. So those teams that we're expecting to jump up the ladder produced, and the teams that lost, I'm not too concerned about, except for maybe Adelaide, who lost both games and didn't look great. And Geelong are the ones for me, Bill, that I know that we've got to trust them come the season, but they've been very, very scratchy in the first two Marsh Series games.
They were scratchy yesterday and certainly against the Suns, but they'll bounce back. Don't worry about that. Now, the Fremantle player.
Yes. Your mate, what's his name?
Sam Switkowski. has tested negative, by the way, negative for the coronavirus. Sent a scare through the club there.
Well, I just taken all precautions.
Exactly, which every club does.
You have to now.
Don't they? But even before this, if someone walks in with a bit of a cough or sneezing, they get sent home.
Yeah, you send them because you don't want it to rip through the whole footy club. You can't have 20 guys that are all sick if you've got games of football. Yeah. So that's just normal practice at a footy club. And other clubs, this isn't normal though. Teams like Richmond and the GWS Giants, Bill, have closed their doors to visitors.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means that they don't want any, I won't call them random people, but outsiders walking through the football department or through the footy club that potentially could have been in contact with the virus. So they're just taking all precautions, closing the doors, which is quite unusual because normally footy clubs are very accommodating for guests or people that want to spend a bit of time and have a look around at how a football club operates.
There'll be no family days or things like that you wouldn't think at footy clubs for the next
especially
week or
with
two.
What we're hearing from Gil McLaughlin today.
Very good point, because Gil, they had a meeting. Gil and the club presidents had a meeting today, and they spoke about the coronavirus and the AFL's current position, and this is what Gil had to say.
If mass gatherings are suspended, then we'll play games in stadiums with no crowds.
Oh, is that all?
that was very matter of fact, though.
Yeah, it was. So we like the soccer in where? Italy at the minute.
Italy,
yeah. Be no crowds, which would be very, very interesting indeed. Rabsy, there's a wrap for our good friends. Our good friends.
ESPNfootytips.com.au. But you can go on the website or you can download the app. Footy's starting next week. So get around to organising your comp, get your tips in.
And I've got a phoner next. It's a phoner we did a lot last year, but it's a beauty. You'll love it, Joey.
It's an old favourite.
It's an old, just like you. Joey, the 2020 World Cup was on Sunday night, not Saturday night.
Yeah, sorry about
that,
Bill. That was my bad.
Get it right.
I apologise.
Now, one of our favourites phoners that has been for the last 10 years is, what have you seen unusual?
So the bloke driving what looked to be a fairly new BMW convertible. Rubbish bins in the back seat.
There's an old bloke up there that dresses as a wizard.
23 motorcycle posties all in a row.
I saw a guy rollerblading down the street, being towed by his dog.
Yeah, very good. There's been plenty. And I'm sure there is always something unusual that people see. The only something I saw unusual only about 2 weeks ago, Bill, and popped into my mind when you asked me was I saw a lady in my neighbourhood walking her dog in a pram. I promise you, it was her dog. And it was a pram designed for dogs. So it wasn't like a human pram. It was like a little three-wheeler that she was wheeling with her little dog in the pram, taking it for a walk.
What kind of dog?
Like, it was like a little, I couldn't really see. It was like a little chihuahua, sort of one of those little things. Well, why would you walk your dog in a pram?
Well, the poor dog might be able to walk.
Then why would you take it for a walk?
Well, in the pram.
Why wouldn't you leave it at home?
What happened to the jet ski?
It's unusual.
What happened to the jet ski?
Oh, I just remembered one. I remembered one that I actually saw.
I would have gone with a jet ski.
I didn't actually see the jet ski in the tree. I saw a post.
The listeners don't know that. No, you can just make it up.
Is that what you
do? Well, I went out the other day, right? I went for a walk. I took my dog, Charlie, for a walk, right?
In a pram.
No, I didn't. And I went for this walking trail, and there was all these dead trees. And guess what I saw up in a tree?
Oh, what did you see, Bill?
A jet ski. what about Saturday night?
What colour was the jet ski?
It was a white one. Yeah. It was stuck up in a tree.
Fair dinkum. How'd it get there?
Oh, I don't know if a bloke flew.
Was it near water?
Water was over there a bit. or it was flooded or something, but there was a jet ski in a tree. No, but this
is unusual.
It was unusual. Yeah. Thank you, Rebs. Upstairs Saturday night at the Wolf Shed down there in Geelong on the waterfront. Very nice establishment.
Yeah.
And having a couple of frothies there because it's beautiful on Sunday out in the deck. I actually had a couple of kroners just.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And and you wouldn't believe it. It's packed going berserk on the deck.
Yep.
And in walk 15 ladies. Dressed up to the nines.
That's not unusual.
No, not yet. But they were on fire. They were up for it. They'd been to a couple of wineries.
Yep.
And guess what they...
Still not unusual.
Guess what they were celebrating?
A birthday?
A divorce party.
Mm. Oh.
So the girls were on a divorce party.
Divorce party.
And were they up and about and fired up?
Who else was up and about, Bill?
Well, once we saw them walk in, let me tell you, I told Blunty to play Sweet Caroline.
Is that the go-to song?
Hands, touching hands.
Oh, I don't want to visualize. Stop it.
So 133353, Bill.
Oh, sorry, Rebs. 133353. What have you seen unusual?
Give us a call and you and a mate can head along to Sunday at the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix, celebrating its 25th year.
What was more unusual, Rab? Seeing a lady walk a dog in a pram or 15 ladies go for a divorce party at a pub?
I've never seen a divorce party.
Oh, I've never seen a lady walk a dog in a pram.
Shut up with your dog in the pram.
It is the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy. JB will be back next week for the footy season. And Bill, we've gone to the phones.
We have. What have you seen unusual? Joey saw a dog in a pram. Which is very unusual, and Steve's out there. G'day, Steve.
How you going?
Good, mate. What have you seen unusual?
I saw in Bunnings yesterday a lady walking her pet duck on a leash.
No.
I took a video of it.
Oh, you filmed it?
I filmed it.
That is unusual.
A pet duck.
Yeah.
And they poo everywhere.
You can have a pet duck. People have got pet ducks, but not taking it for a walk to Bunnings.
Oh, and they do poo everywhere. I wonder if it got a sausage.
It just ate the bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt's in Richmond.
Hey, fellas.
G'day, Matt.
Yeah, so I was at the pub a couple of weeks ago, and then there was about eight blokes all wearing pretty much tuxedos. It was all a bit much.
Yeah.
And so I thought, what's the occasion? And they told me they're on an early retirement. And I was like, so what do you mean by that? So then they all told us that they all quit their jobs that day. They all worked different jobs. Huh. They all quit their jobs, and they're going to go travel around Australia for the next year or so. But yeah, some walked away from pretty lengthy careers as well. Had enough.
And you said to yourself, Matt?
I said, that's... good on you.
No, you said, that's unusual.
That's unusual.
I like that. Good on them.
Yeah.
Good on the boys.
I wonder how they're going, mate, with coronavirus. Lucky they're... I wonder how much travelling they're doing.
Jack's there in Geelong. Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Jackie boy.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're on the air.
I just was driving past Gravedale Hotel in Geelong.
Oh, no.
And I've seen a bloke with a thing that looked like a crucifix hanging off their rear vision mirror. Anyway, I looked a bit closer and it was a dunny roll hanging off the rear vision mirror.
It's becoming a bit of a fad thing at the moment, with a dunny roll. Yeah.
I was at the Gravedale Hotel last night.
Is that why he went, oh no, when he said,
yeah, exactly.
Very good. Heath, what have you seen? G'day, Heath, it's unusual.
Yeah, good, Bill, Joey.
Oh, good on you, Heathy.
One day we're coming home from family do, and driving through the main street of Ringwood, opposite the law courts and the cop station, and running out of the law courts was a bloke totally naked, but I didn't see it, and the kids are in the back seat, and they've gone, Dad, there's a bloke running along the street naked. And I've gone, no way, you're joking. And next thing you know, I look behind me, and there he is, a bloke running down the street naked. So he must have got a very good deal.
No. He wasn't happy.
But why would you be naked in the court?
No, unless he's taken his clothes off in the court and decided to do a runner.
Mm, all right.
I don't know.
Narelle's there. G'day, Narelle's.
Yeah, I love your show. I was driving through Blackburn Road and saw a man in a bright green jumper riding a penny farthing bicycle.
You're kidding. Did he have a helmet on?
No.
Oh, they're hard to ride. I reckon.
Yeah, I would think so. I had to look a few times.
Jeez, the old penny farthing.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
It is unusual.
Did you have one of them when you were a kid?
No. Oh. I had a dragster or something. Jason. Jason's there. G'day, Jason.
G'day, boys. Just in the QV shopping centre in the city this morning, and as I come out, there was a lady on, sticking with the pram theme. There's a lady pushing an eight-seater pram.
With kids, eight kids in it
and uphill.
Oh, wow. Can you describe for me the eight-seater? I'm trying to picture it. Is it four in the front, four at the back, or how is it working?
Just two rows of four, all sort of slightly staggered, so it looks like almost like a grandstand type effect.
I wonder if that's that lady, Rabs. What's that show? The lady that has the
Octomum.
Octomum.
Is that the Octomum?
So it's called
Octomum. She's got eight kids.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. One, two, three. Four, five, six, seven. Eight is called
Octomum.
No. What is it called? No. What's it called, Joe?
Yeah. Octopus. eight tentacles. Octo. Anything octo is eight, Bill. Come on, let's do who's left. Tina.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks, Tina.
That's good. I've seen a guy walk around with a cat on a leash. But that's not the most unusual thing. On his back, he carries a backpack, and it sort of has like a plastic bubble, almost like a half kind of half hard plastic kind of see-through. Well, I don't know what that's for. And sometimes I've actually seen him with a pram and the cat.
Very unusual. Good on you.
That's unusual, Bill.
Hey, good segment, that. Don't worry about that, Joey. Works every time. Righto,
Who's got the tickets to the Grand Prix?
I'm going to give them to Steve, who caught us first off with a duck in Bunnings on a leash. That is very, very unusual.
Steve, you and a mate are heading to race day Sunday, the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys.
No worries.
Well done, mate.
Enjoy, Steve.
Good on you.
We've got another couple to give away if we want.
Good one. Narelle with seeing the penny farthing. I like that one.
Narelle, you're heading along to the Grand Prix with a mate on Sunday as well.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
No worries.
Narelle.
You can grab your tickets at ozgp.com.au if you want to head along this weekend as well. And Davey Reynolds is in the studio, one of the fans.
We just had our favourite phoner, now our favourite supercar driver. When Scott McLaughlin and those blokes aren't here, but his name's Davey Reynolds, of course. He's lovable, he's quirky, and he's a bloody star. Davey, welcome back.
Hey, Billy. Thanks, mate. Lost some weight, Chief. Looking good.
Yeah, lost 11, 12 kilos.
Well done.
Put on 15 now.
did you watch Celebrity Jungle at all? You're a bit of a reality, TV fan, aren't you?
Yeah, yes. A little bit. My missus watched it. Yeah, I watched him. Yeah. Did all right, didn't he?
Did all right.
Didn't shame himself.
What did Tahan think?
Of you on that show.
Yeah.
She would have been. Yeah. What are you going? What are you getting at?
Well, she's a reality.
She's been watching Married at First Sight and Survivor at the minute.
Oh.
I watch Married at First Sight, but then I can't keep going on Survivor. I'm done.
What's wrong with Survivor? Joey loves it.
Survivor. Yeah. I can flip between both Married at First Sight and Survivor.
Oh, really? Yeah, no. I don't know. I just can't get into it. I watched
the drama of maths.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's me. I like that. That's hilarious.
Hey, isn't it?
It's just well done.
We haven't seen you for a while, but
it's been a long time.
You've had the old chompers done, have you?
What do you mean? I had my teeth done, My dad's a dentist and, like, my bottom teeth were crooked and he always gave me shit. Yeah. Every time I got interviewed, he'd be like, I'll get your teeth fixed. So I did.
Yeah. Where's he? In Albury or where?
Yeah, Albury. Albury dentist.
You went back there to get the chompers fixed?
Yeah.
Could have got them whitened a bit.
Yeah. It's because I drink too much coffee.
You look good. You look all right.
Oh, now, thanks, mate. Yeah.
Now, tell us what's happening, because we've got the Albert Park. When? Grand Prix.
Yeah, Grand Prix Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're on track all those days. Our main races are Friday, Saturday, Sunday for supercars, and we qualify practice Thursday. So it's a very busy week for us, but the coronavirus has kind of made it a little bit easier, because now we don't have to do as many public appearances, so everyone's really worried about it. So, like, we'll still do them, but not as many, I think. So we're cutting it back.
No shaking hands and
that all stuff. Yeah, and we have to carry a bowl of sanitizer around.
Do
the
you really?
Whole time.
That was that instructions you've been given?
Yeah. We had a big meeting about it today.
Right.
So.
Do you have to wear a mask?
No,
not yet.
Not yet. No. Apparently, they don't do anything.
What, the mask?
Yeah.
Well, they look strange.
Yeah, it looks
they do
weird.
Look strange. And you won the race a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So fond memories for you? Nice memories here?
Yeah, good memories. So far, I'm the last Holden to win here. So, end of 2018. Yep. Sorry, the Sunday race 2018.
Yep.
Yeah. So, tell us about what's happened with the Holden this year. You got a new car?
We built a new car over Christmas. But, end of the year, Holden's the Holden brand has sort of fallen over, unfortunately. Yes, it's quite bad news. So it's going to be interesting to see where we go in the future. But, yeah, it's really, really sad for the whole category because I've grown up with that brand my whole life, been a part of that, the Holden brand for 10 years now.
Yep.
Well, I had a small stint at Ford. But, yeah, been majority of Holden. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
So, excuse my ignorance, but what are the options? Sort of from your perspective, how could it pan out without the Holden going forward? What are the options there?
Yeah, well, that's a very, very good question. And it's kind of above my pay grade.
Right, okay, thank you. Now, I wasn't sure if it was a silly question or a good question.
It's a good question. Like, there's a big push at the minute for everyone to go Camaro.
Okay.
But there's a massive cost associated with that to move from the current shape to that shape. They'll have to redo the rules as far as the homologation side goes so they can modify the cars to allow that car to fit. So that's a big, big cost. So, a lot of the teams are struggling for cash at the minute. So, they don't have that free to do, but they do say, one door shuts, many doors open. So the problem with our category in the past has been, it's been too heavily dominated Ford and Holden. So, a lot of other manufacturers don't want to touch it because of that reason.
Yeah,
so, this could be a good thing if you look at it in a positive light.
Yeah. And Betty, still your owner?
Betty's going great. Yeah, she should be down here today or tomorrow.
She comes down. She has about 30 starts. She loves it. she's a beauty, isn't she?
Yeah, she's fine. She's a classic. Absolute classic. She's so good.
Very good. We'll take a break because we want to come back because we've got to ask you about the 10-year contract. The only 10-year deal being done in supercars.
Boy.
And the money's on.
I think it's in sport in general, isn't it?
Oh, no. A couple of footballers.
I thought they were like 9 years.
No, I don't know if anyone's got more than a 10-year deal.
I just had to go one better.
David seems to have
known. He seems to
know that.
The Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix this weekend, Bill, and someone who's going to play a big part of it is Davey Reynolds.
Practice session on Thursday, qualifying Friday, the race is Saturday, and the big race on Sunday. But Davey, a 10-year contract, we're just talking about it. Mate, you're right. As the footballers were 9, maybe Alistair Lynch might have signed a 10-year one years ago to go to Brisbane. That's a big, big contract, my friend. Why did you go down that track?
Why did I go down that? Just because the way I look at it, like, obviously I love my team. I had good success with them. I want to keep the good times going. And there's really only probably, there's two bigger teams in pit lane that you'd go to, but they wouldn't have me. So I'm just happy to stay where I am.
And it makes sense, Bill. I'd take a 10-year contract over a 3-year contract. Yeah. Rabs, would you do that as Rabs well?
I'd take any contract.
Actually, you're right. Betty, now Betty's got your new car. Tell us about the new car, and you've called it, what do you call it?
Aventus?
Yeah, why?
It's the god of success and good outcomes, allegedly.
Right.
Nice. Everything's allegedly these days.
Yeah. But what's different from the car from last year to this year?
Well, not much in the chassis that they built, but, with the technical rules, a lot's changed. So we've gone to a common shock absorber across the whole board, which hasn't happened in never. It's first time ever. So everyone's got the same shock absorber.
Yep.
So it's designed by Super Shock and branded Petters, a good Aussie brand.
Yes.
Great Aussie brand.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that we've ever had, that sort of commonality in shock absorbers across the board. The aero's been tweaked, so it's a bit more even than it was last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, the Fords kind of dominated.
Yeah, they did.
And it wasn't much fun to be a part of in a Holden. And they've taken a little bit of life out of the engine, so they've dropped it sort of 15-odd horsepower to make them last 4,500 or 5,000 Ks. So, they're trying to reduce the cost of all the teams so they can, prolong the longevity of the sport.
Yeah.
So it's good ideas.
Now, Davey, off the track, you've got your podcast going again.
Yeah, below the bonnet. Give us a listen.
Give it a little download.
You don't have to listen, just download it. So download. Then it counts as a listen.
Are you doing this podcast from the South Melbourne Ballet Club?
No, we've talked about the South Melbourne Ballet Club. Do you know what that is?
Well, we sort of were wondering if we know what
that
is.
We know what it is.
Yeah, you do know what it is, yeah.
Okay.
It's a strip joint down the road.
Oh, David.
Kittens. Didn't want to ask that.
Now, do you have a break?
Let's not beat around the bush.
Do you take a break?
So you're not doing the podcast from there, though?
No, we'd like to, but they declined our offer.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Below the belt, I'm just...
Below the bonnet. below the belts that Brendan Sharb won. Who,
Hey, now, do you have a break? It's around December, January, don't
we? Yeah, we have December and January off, basically.
Yes, right. Yes. And what do you do?
Whatever we want to.
No, what do you do?
What do I do? I drink beers and have fun.
Not too like many. Most people on holidays.
But most people, yeah. But I stay training. I was trying to stay fit. I muck around, do my own stuff, and just try and enjoy life.
Right.
Yeah. Why? What?
Oh, just interested to see what you do off season. Yeah. Are you and Scotty McLaughlin, are you made up, kissed and
no,
made up?
Probably not recently, no. Why?
Because I read in a newspaper article, he said, you said he was boring and precious, and he fired back and said, Davy Reynolds hasn't grown up yet. And I've known you for a while. And Scotty McLaughlin is spot on.
He's actually spot on, yeah.
He's spot on.
He's 100% right. Yep. Yep. I claim that.
If you drove past him, you know, went on Saturday when you win the supercars, yep. Go straight past, would you give him a little bird or do anything like that?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, that's immature and it'd be funny.
It would be, yeah. He probably does it to me. I just wouldn't know.
Yeah, because he's all precious.
He's right, though. Yeah, I haven't grown up. What's the point? You haven't grown up either.
No, and there's no rule saying you have to grow up, by
absolutely
the way.
Absolutely not, yeah. Every year in school, I had the meeting with the principal, David, need to grow up, need to be more responsible. And every employer I've ever had has the same discussion with me, so.
And they sign you for a 10-year deal.
Well, don't ever grow up, Dave, because we love you, mate. We love
thanks,
you just
boys,
the way
yeah.
you are.
Cheers.
Good luck this weekend at Albert Park.
Appreciate it.
We wish you all the best. Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
Good luck, mate.
Coming, you boys
well.
coming down?
I'm worried about coronavirus at the moment, yeah. But no, I'll live around the corner, so I'll hear you, and I'll be floating around.
Come
so
down.
I'll bring the young fella down and have a look around.
Let's get on the podium, eh?
Yeah, we'll start with a win, then work our way back.
Just the podium.
OzGP.com.au for tickets to the Rolex Australian Grand Prix this weekend.
The AFL launches tonight, Rabsy. All the coaches and captains are in town. They had their Captain's Day today, and they come up with all their predictions for the year.
Yep.
Some not so big surprises.
Well, I'm going to read the eight according to the captains.
Okay.
All right. West Coast Eagles, Richmond, Giants.
No one can disagree with that.
Collingwood.
Yep.
Brisbane.
Yep.
Western Bulldogs.
There's your top six.
Port Adelaide, Geelong.
Port Adelaide and Geelong are who the captains have thought will make the eight.
Hey, what do you think?
I think this top six, I think everyone agrees, should make the eight. As you said, West Coast, Richmond, the Giants and Collingwood, the big four.
Yep.
Brisbane and the Bulldogs were the two big risers last year. Young side. I think they should both make it again. It's then those last two spots.
Yep.
As I said off the top, Melbourne, are they the team that's going to jump? Is it St Kilda? There's something about Hawthorn that I like.
Yeah,
I like the Hawks. I just trust Clarko. They're playing a different style of footy this year. They're playing more up-tempo. I think they could make it. And Essendon is the other one who's been really impressive this preseason. So hard to argue with. If I had to pick my 7 and 8, I probably would go Port Adelaide and Geelong as well.
Brownlow medal. The captains think Patrick Cripps will win the Brownlow medal.
Well, they've split it relatively, haven't they? Cripps and Lachie Neal, Nat Fyfe, Dusty Martin and Bontempelli. They're the big five.
Yeah,
you think one of those big five will win it. They poll a heap of votes. I think a bit of a smoky. The two smokies, I think, are Tim Kelly at the West Coast Eagles could poll really well.
And they'll win a lot of games.
And Josh Kelly from the GWS Giants could poll 8 or 9 best on ground. So he's a superstar. So they're the two outsiders. But you're right. One of those big five you'd think are going to win the Brownlow medal this year.
And the Coleman medal, Tom Lynch or Jeremy Cameron or
pretty
Josh
much.
Kennedy.
Josh Kennedy could still do it at 32 years of age, you'd think. But
didn't someone vote Bailey Fritch from Melbourne?
Yeah, I think Max Gorn said today that he voted himself for the Bailey Fritch, even though you're not meant to vote from someone from your own club. Oh, Max Gorn wanted to give Bailey Fritch a mention, so he's doing things his own way. Bill, the captain of Melbourne.
Don't know if that's... Oh, yeah, right. He can do what he wants. He's a captain.
He can.
I don't know if Bailey Fritch is going to win the Coleman.
No, but they I've seen the way Melbourne have played a little bit. He's going to play out of the goal square, a bit like what Collingwood have been using, say, Jaden Stevenson, that sort of full forward out of the goal square. So maybe they think he might kick 60 goals playing forward. Who knows?
And Davey Reynolds still with us. He might come up with a joke. Last time he told a joke on air, it cost him $25,000. So we'll just be careful with that, David.
Yes.
Yes. Old Teef, look at him there. Anything else, Joe, before we sign off? It's been a good show.
It has been a good show. Yep. Tomorrow there's a bit on too. Damien Barrett's going to join us tomorrow, Bill.
Good.
He's going to give us all the footy news. We'll find out more about this coronavirus because I think it's becoming, we laughed about it the last couple of weeks. It's becoming more serious. I mean, Daniel Andrews, the Premier, has now said today it's highly likely every school in Victoria will be closed at some stage.
Wow.
So the AFL are now thinking about stadiums without fans. So we'll get all the updates from Damien Barrett, and we'll have more tickets to give away to the Australian Grand Prix too.
Coachella's going to be called off.
Oh.
Well, that'd be no good,
that'd
Coach.
Be spewing a lot
what
of people.
Beck Judd and those girls do.
That's Judd Chell at their house.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
They might have to call that off too.
Giancella. Giancella. Jeez, what would happen there? Now, here's a joke. We found one. My son came home from school the other day and asked me where poo come from. I was a little uncomfortable, as we are, you know, and so I gave him an honest explanation, which I thought was very good. He was a little confused, I must admit. He stared at me for a while and he said, "And what about Tigger?" Poo and Tigger.
Yeah, I know. That's horrible.
No, it's not.
It is,
the
Bill.
Parents will get that one.
Yeah. We have a long weekend. And four shows
plenty
this
of time
week.
To
plenty
think
of time.
About
we come back. And you hit us with a Winnie the Pooh.
That's right, just read.
Winnie the Pooh. What a Jack the Ripper and Winnie Pooh, Winnie the Pooh got in common. Same middle name. Dave, did you get that? Jack the Ripper and Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, go home tonight, sharpen up.
Dave just got it. Come on, Davey.
See you on tomorrow, Ramsey. Let's get Bill to sharpen up. La nana, quelle panne, quelle vibration de s'envoyer du paillasson, lit, mais oui.